Vashon Repertory Theater, Vashon Center for the Arts, and Voice of Vashon present Home, a series of short radio plays for our time. The next play is The Birds Are Feeding Me by Rex McGregor, directed by Dara Kennan, and starring Michael Shook as Doug, Amy Broomhall as Kim, and Kat Eggleston as Marion.
Hello there. Please turn on your video. Kim, isn't it?
Yeah? Oh, you're...
Doug Jenkins in apartment 5C.
I recognize you from down in the lobby. Sometimes I see you waiting for the elevator.
It takes forever these days.
One patient at a time.
Passenger.
When people don't take the stairs, I assume they have a disability.
You assume wrong.
Guess I'm too lazy to think of another reason.
Try presentability.
What?
I'm a banker. My work entails video calls with clients. I can't be out of breath or sweaty.
From walking up a few flights?
I'm higher up than you.
Only one floor?
I'm also somewhat older.
All the more need to get fit.
Thanks for your concern. Now,
cardiovascular health is important for seniors.
I'm not in that category yet.
Take the stairs and you'll get there.
I'm in no rush. Anyway, Marion gave me your number.
Is she okay?
Good as gold.
I haven't seen her lately.
She's staying indoors.
At her age, she must be a prime target.
In the vulnerable group.
Does she need someone to do her shopping?
She's arranged deliveries.
Cool.
I'm calling about another matter.
Just say the word. Happy to lend a hand.
That's very kind of you, Kim.
Times like this, neighbors have got to look out for each other.
Absolutely.
How can I help?
I've noticed you feeding birds on your balcony.
So?
They're also landing on mine.
Lucky you!
I hardly know how to ask this, but I...
Do you want tips on feeding them? Crusts cause constipation. Seeds keep them regular.
They do their business on my railing. It dribbles down, leaving a vertical smear on the glass.
The sign of a healthy gut.
I'm trying to be polite.
The stuff washes off easily.
When it's fresh. But if I miss a bit on the far underside of the railing, it soon solidifies.
Want to borrow a hammer and chisel?
Kim, the birds are a nuisance.
Then shoo them away.
I do, but they keep coming back. There's one now. Shoo! Shoo!
They're making you wave your arms. Exercise. It's just what you need.
You need to stop your irresponsible behavior.
Come off it, dude.
I was hoping you'd respond to a friendly chat.
You hoped wrong.
Right. Consider this an official warning.
Ooh.
I mean it.
You can't even scare a sparrow.
I'm on the committee.
Big deal.
We have the power to enforce compliance.
Small pets are allowed.
You're welcome to a canary in a cage.
Birds need to be free.
Fine. Feed them down in the park.
I'm only allowed out for essential shopping and exercise.
Sprinkle seeds while you walk.
I daren't risk that, Doug. The cops have the power to enforce compliance.
Are you prepared to resolve this issue or not?
I guess I could try putting the birds in diapers.
Right. I'm inviting Marion to join this call. Maybe you'll listen to the chairperson.
Have you already squealed on me?
I haven't breathed a word to her yet. I was hoping there'd be no need.
Your hopes keep getting dashed, don't they?
Not in the long run.
Oh, Doug, how lovely of you to call back. Oh, and you're here too, Kim.
Hey, Marion.
Isn't this cozy?
We've been having a talk.
I'm thrilled. I love fostering introductions.
It's been an eye-opener.
Wonderful.
Listen, Marion, I'm sorry to be a wet blanket, but I must raise a delicate matter.
Let me make this easy for you. I'm stepping down as chairperson.
Really?
It's time to pass the baton.
If that's your decision.
For my last act, Doug, I endorse you as my successor.
There'll have to be a vote.
Purely a formality. The committee agree with me. You have the skills and the dedication.
Thank you. I promise I'll always be guided by what's best for the building.
Marion, are you sure you're doing the right thing? For you?
Oh, yes, dear.
You told me after you retired that you needed this role to give your life a sense of purpose.
I was very selfish.
What's changed?
Don't laugh. I've had a revelation. A visitation.
How do you mean?
Not exactly from a flight of angels, but close.
You don't have to explain anything.
I want to. I want to share the miracle.
Go on then.
Until last week, I was extremely depressed, stuck here alone and wallowing in self-pity. Then one day, my French doors were open and a sparrow hopped in right onto the carpet, followed by another one and another, half a dozen or more. I was too stunned to take an accurate count. But the birds moseyed around for a while, chirping, and then they hopped out and flew away. I thought I must have been dreaming. You have to understand, I've lived here for over 40 years and nothing like this has ever happened before. But the next day they came back, and the next, and every day since, staying longer each time. They're so tame, the little darlings. They eat out of my hand.
So you're feeding them?
Only since yesterday. That's not what attracted them. It's as if they sensed my loneliness. You'll think I'm silly, but I've written a poem. And would you like to hear it?
Sure.
I scatter breadcrumbs for the sparrows. I love their revelry. My heart is beset by slings and arrows. The birds are feeding me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Don't you think so, Doug?
I'm not a poetry person.
I hope the committee are. I'm sending a group email, rhapsodizing about my experience.
Good for you.
Oh, Kim, Doug's promotion leaves a vacancy. Would you consider stepping in?
What's involved?
Considerable responsibility. Deciding what will be most beneficial to our well-being.
That sounds right up my alley.
There'd need to be a vote.
Don't worry about that. My final recommendation will carry huge weight.
We'll be working together, Doug.
Apparently.
I'll have to get used to the pecking order.
We don't tolerate petty politics. At least we didn't on my watch.
You should still come to the meetings, Marion, as an observer.
What a lovely thought. But I wouldn't want to tread on any toes.
You won't be treading on any toes. You'll be keeping us on our toes. Won't you, Doug?
I have no objection.
Then I accept. That gives me something to look forward to. My blessings just keep coming.
Wait and see. Any day now, expect pigeons.
Many thanks to the Northwest Playwrights Alliance, Michael Golan Johnson, Amy Broomhall, and Gabriel Dawson for sound effects, Susan McCabe as stage manager, Kendra Phillips for dramaturgy, and for the closing song, Home, by Kat Eggleston.
Would you go if you could back over years long past to a house that stood by gray water on green grass, and the age you are, your folks were then. The kitchen table was level with your chin. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you take, if you could, a single hour or day from the hard to the good? What do you think you'd say? The bedtime book, the birthday cake, your mother's gift, your dad's mistake. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Revenge, would you take the sword or make amends? If someone gave you the power, if someone gave you the power, would you go home?